We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachmishem Chal Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Tumura Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. Kol Ha'asurim Al Gabe Hamizbeach Vlal Valdosein Mutarim. We had a list in the beginning of the Perek. All of those animals that are prohibited to be placed on the Mizbeach, the animal that involved in bestiality, the Rovea, where it's the male, or it's the Nerba, or it's the female, animal that's Mukta, which is designated for a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah, or maybe it's an object of Avodah Zarah, the Nevad, the animal that was actually worshipped as Avodah Zarah, Esnan Zona, Mechir Kelev, etc. So the Mishnah here says, all of those that are animals that are ushered to be placed on the Mizbeach as a carbon, Valdo Sein Mutarit, their offspring nonetheless are going to be permitted. Now the Gemara explains that with respect to the Nirba, the female animal that was involved in bestiality, the Mukta, the animal designated as object Avodah Zarah, or Nevad, an animal that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, there we say the offspring are only Mutar if the prohibition was done on these animals first and then it became pregnant. So take, for example, the animal that was nirbas, the animal that was involved in bestiality, that female animal. So it was a chulin animal and involved in bestiality. So now it becomes obviously usher to be used as a carbon. Then it became pregnant and then it gave birth. So this vlad, this offspring, is mutter to as a carbon. Why? Because although the mother is prohibited, is on to be placed on the mizbech, and therefore I should assume maybe the offspring should be usher as well. No, here, that's not true. The offspring is not only the product of the mother, it's a product of a father. The father, the male that mated with this usher animal is perfectly permitted. So the child now is a result of, is a product of something that's usher, the mother, and something that's mutter, the father. So that's what we call zeh v'zeh gorim. Zev is Egorim, this and this. There's the Isser and the Heter that are together causing this product. And the halach is Zev is Egorim is Mutter. There's a dissenting opinion, but nonetheless, we assume that it's Mutter. So therefore, you have a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Psachim. The Gemara speaks about a case where you have a firewood, you're making baking bread in an oven. Some of the firewood is perfectly permitted, but the other part of the wood that we're using, or we're using peels of Arla. Arla is Asra Bahana, the first 3 years of a tree. So the bread is now a product of both something fire of heat that was coming from something permitted and something coming prohibited. So zev zeh gorim would be mutter. One of the halach lamasa questions is, what about milk on Pesach? People say, oh, I should buy milk before Pesach. Don't buy milk on Pesach. What's the issue? So it's a zev zeh gorim issue. The cows that are eating part of the feed that they're eating may be chametz, if they're eating that on Pesach, and we're not permitted to get, obviously, benefit from chametz. So the milk that is coming from the cow, obviously, is eating foods that may not be chametz as well. But it could be the milk is a product of zeh v'zeh gorim. It's what's causing the milk to be produced, both food that a cow is taking in that is permitted, and also maybe chametz. And that may be, that potentially could be a problem, unless, of course, we accept zeh v'zeh Gorin is going to be mutter. So that's what the Mishnah says. That's why the Vlados will be mutter. And in these cases, specifically, the Isser was done first on the animal and then it became pregnant, so that we have a Zeh v'zeh Gorin, where the father at least is mutter in this in the mating, so that the product is a result of both something mutter and something usher. Then the Mishnah says, what about Vlad Trefa, the offspring of a Trefa? The Trefa was also on the list of animals that cannot be placed on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo yikrav al gabe ha-Mizbeach, you cannot be makriv the Vlad, v'chachamim omrim yikrav. The Chachamim say, you can bring it. What's the machlok is based on? So the Gemara Maseches Chulin, on Daf Nun Ches, not our Maseches, the Maseches Chulin, say that the Chachamim, not the Chacham of our Mishnah, but the rabbis in general had a debate whether a trefa is yoledes or not. I read from the Bar Tanura. Ikal amanda amar dama trefa yoledes. The opinion that says that a trefa, an animal that has a fatal defect where it's going to die within a year, nonetheless it's physically capable of giving birth. Of ikal amanda amar trefa any yoledes. And there's another opinion that says, no, the trefa cannot give birth. Maybe it depend on the type of trefa it is. But nonetheless, this is the debate whether trefa is capable of giving birth physically or it's not. Lamanda amar trefa yoledes. So in a case, if you hold that a trefa is yoledes, mishkach hasloka gon shenitrefa luvasof abra. The case that we're speaking about in our Mishnah must be where it became a trefa first, and then it became pregnant. Ubaha pligi. And this is the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, who says, no, the offspring is no good. And the Chachamim say the offspring is okay. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Zev is Zev Gorim Asur. Well, back to the same issue. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Zev is Zev Gorim is going to be prohibited. So if the animal became a treifa first, and only then, so it became Asur. And now it became pregnant, so, okay, the mother may be Asur. But the father that mated with the mother, which now caused this product of the offspring, the father's mutter. So Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you can't use this as a treifa, must hold Zev Zeh Gorim Asur. Maybe to disagree with the Rashas as well in the Mishnah. V'rabbanan Savri, Zev Zeh Gorim Mutter. So that's all assuming that a treifa is capable of giving birth, and mating with the male and having a child. So, but how would you understand the Mishnah then, if we're speaking about a case where a treifa is incapable of giving birth, which means it must have become a treifa only after it became pregnant, because it can't become pregnant, according to one opinion. What could the case be where there's an offspring with treifa? Obviously, it became pregnant, and then became a treifa. So now, of course, it can give birth, just couldn't conceive if it were a treifa. But it only became a treifa after it became pregnant. So what then is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, who prohibits the offspring of the treifa, and the Chachamim say it's mutter? Ubah pliki. Rabbi Eliezer savar ubar yerech imo. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that ubar, the fetus, is considered like the limb, like the thigh, literally, of the mother. Part of the mother, really, just like another limb of the mother. So the mother's usher, so therefore the fetus is usher. That's the way we view the treifa, that is part, that's the offspring of the mother. But if Rabbanan Savi, no, uber lav yerechimo, who, it's its own entity. So the mother may be usher, but the child is not part of the mother. And therefore, that would be another way to understand the machlokas, assuming you hold that a treifa is incapable of having children. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer. See, not everyone agrees with his opinion, but he says the following. Sheira she yonka min atreifa. Here you have, continue our discussion of treifa, but here you have a kosher animal that is nursing from a treifa animal. So says the Mishnah, Psula me al gabe hamizbeach. That animal should not be placed on the Mizbeach. The one that is, obviously the treifa can't be placed, but even the animal that is nursing should not be placed on the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara explains why is that? What's the issue here? That's because it nursed every morning the hot milk from the behemoth that's treifa, every morning. And therefore, since it was capable of living, as surviving, and sustaining itself just from this milk alone and wouldn't need any other milk. Therefore, the whole development of this child that is nursing from the treifa mother is nursing, it's not even the child. Nonetheless, the whole development is from chalav, from the milk of a treifa. And therefore, since its whole development is from the chalav of the treifa, therefore that child should not be placed on the mizbech because all the nourishment it received was from the treifa. And that would be true even, so that would be true even though maybe it ate other food in between. It wasn't the only thing that it drank. Nonetheless, since it could have survived just on this milk, that's why it's prohibited. Bartner adds something, though. He says that the kol oso hayom sheyonka me'es la'es yipsul ha'krova. Very limiting in this halacha, Rabbi Chaim ben Tingus. When he says that it's the animal that's an animal that's shera, that's yonek from a treifa, it's psul al-gam ha'mizbech, that means that whole day me'es la'es for 24 hours after it nursed, is it pasul ha'krova. Ho'vil v'yichol la'amar oso cholov b'lo achil ha'chavis, because it's able to survive on that milk alone without any other food. Ve'nu misachel mime'eho ad sheyishla me'es la'es. But then it's not going to be completely digested from the intestines until the whole 24-hour period is over. But once completely digested, 24 hours are over, Moder Rabbi Chanina Shikshera, says the Bartuno, Rabbi Chanina would agree that it's that the animal that nursed is kosher. I'll give you an example why that should be true. Because even an animal that became fattened up with vetch, with animal fodder from Avodah Zarah, Hakol modim shikshir l'mizbech. Everyone agrees that it's kosher l'mizbech. So obviously, if it's gone already from its system, that would be permitted. Either way, we don't follow the psak halacha of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Then the Mishnah says kol hakotchim shenasu treifa. Ein podin osam, she'ein podin es hakachim lahachilim leklavim. Any karbanos, animals that were karbanos, they're set aside as a karban, and then became a treifa, so now I want to be podin them. No, says you can't do that. You can't be poda them to become chulin and buy with their money other karbanos, because ein podin es hakachim, you cannot redeem karbanos lahachilon for the purpose of feeding them to the dogs. What does that mean? So normally what happens if you have, let's say you have an animal with a mum. So an animal with a mum, it was a karban, can't bring it now because it has a mum. Okay, I redeem it. What happens after I redeem it? So then there's a little bit of kedusha that still has. We know that certain restrictions that you're not allowed to giza zas or shearing its wool, avoda zas, so you can't put it to work. So that is, and what happens? And it's eaten. Jewish people are able to eat it. Non-Jews should not eat it, and animals should not eat it. So that's that's based on the pasuk. It says tizbach regarding Psule HaMukdash, the animals that became pasul to be used as karbanos, like they have a mum, sheniftu, that were redeemed, tizbach, you can slaughter it, va'achal tabasar, and eat the meat, that's for the Jewish people to eat the meat. And what do we learn from that? V'darshina and tizbach v'lo giza, you can eat it, slaughter it, and not shear it, va'achal tabasar, and eat it, v'lo l'klavecha, but not feed it to your dogs. What is that? So what do we learn from here? That if I have a treifa, which I'm not allowed to eat, the Jew's not allowed to eat, and even after you shecht it, it's not going to help. What can you do with it? Only feed it to your animal or feed it to a non-Jew, so then it's not allowed. We only redeem psulei hamikdashin if the purpose is for eating, but not if it's going to be feeding to a non-Jew or to feed it to our dogs. We begin the seventh perek zayin Mishnah Aleph. Gish b'kodshei mizbeach, ma she'ein b'kodshei beit hakavayis, v'yesh b'kodshei beit hakavayis, ma she'ein b'kodshei mizbeach. We mentioned many times the difference between kodshei mizbeach, animals that are designated to be brought as a korban, and kodshei beit hakavayis, that which is designated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll see that there are differences in the halachos, even when we speak about animals that are designated to be used as a korban versus animals that are designated for beit hakavayis. You could do that too. You could have an animal and say, this animal, I'm not designated as a korban. I want this animal, I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash. You can sell that animal and use the money to fix something in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's obviously a difference between those two different types of sanctity. So the Mishnah explains, Shekotchem is beach osim temura v'chayavin aleim mishum pigul no servitame. So few halachos. Kodshim is beach, animals that were designated as karbanos, so they can make temura. If a person takes a behemas chulin and says, I want to transfer the kiddush from this animal to the behemas chulin, so the behemas chulin takes hold, seizes the kedusha of that original animal. But if the animal was not designated as a korban, but rather for bedek habayis purposes, so that it doesn't make temura. Also, pigul, such discussed many times, the chutz lizmano machshava that you may have, that now the animal, if you eat it, you chayv kares, or no sir, if there's leftover from after the time. A lot of time for an animal to be eaten, to certain animals for a day and a night, karbanos, certain kind of shlom, and 2 days and the night in between, so it becomes noser. And tame, if let's say a person's body is tame, he's tame, and he eats from a karban, from animals that are kodshei mizbeach, he's chayef kores for eating kodshei mituma. And what else applies to kodshei mizbeach and not kodshei bedek habayis? V'ladon v'chalavon asur l'achar pidyonam. If let's say they develop a mum, these kodshei mizbeach, and you redeem them, and they became pregnant before the redemption. So what happened was, they developed a mum, and then they became pregnant before you apoda them, and now you're poda these animals that had a mum, but now they're pregnant, and they gave birth after you were poda them. So the vlad is asur b'hachila. Why? Because it's kadosh, and you're not permitted to be poda them. How do we understand this halacha regarding the vlad? We'll deal with the chalav with the milk in a second. But we say vladon or asur la'achar pidyon. After you poda them, the vlad, the offspring, is prohibited. So again, the case is where we have the mother was conceived before it was redeemed. This is an animal that had a mum. The animal developed a mum, and then you have to redeem that animal. That animal became pregnant, and then you redeem the mother. But and now the child is born. So how do we view the Vlad? On the one hand, so we say, well, the Vlad was this fetus was conceived when the mother was Kadosh. So therefore, there's after all, the animal was Kadosh, was a carbon, had a mum. You have to redeem it. You didn't redeem it yet, though, and it became pregnant. So now the mother conceived when when it was still Kadosh, before it was redeemed. So the offspring has a little bit of Kedusha as well. The fetus has a little bit of Kedusha as well. So therefore, you can't get anah from it. On the other hand, how Kadosh was the mother? The mother is had a mum. And then we redeem the mother afterwards. So obviously the mother can't be used as a carbon. So the offspring can't be used as a carbon either. So what are you redeeming it for? Or redeeming what? It comes from a mother. It can't be used as a carbon. So and it came from a mother that already was dismissed to be from being used as a carbon. So to say that pidyon should apply to the offspring also doesn't make any sense. On the other hand, well, as we said, it has a little bit of kedusha. So what are we going to do to transfer it, to say this pidyon for what? It's not really fully kadosh. To say that you're allowed to and eat it without an issue. So that also you can't say it has some kedusha because the mother had not been redeemed yet when the mother conceived. So what do we do with it? Nothing. You have to let it die. We don't have a choice. What about the chalav? So the chalav is based on the pasuk which we quoted earlier. Tizbach va'achalta basar. What does it mean when you have animals that have a mum, then you have to redeem them? You can redeem them for what purpose? For basar, for eating. Remember, we said you can't use them for giza and avoda, but it also says basar. Basar teaches me basar. The meat is permitted, but not for its milk. So that's what it means. When you have these animals, once again, you have vladon v'chalavon. After you redeem them, you still can't have the Vlad. The Vlad is Usr, and the Chalav as well as Usr on these Kadshei Mizbeach that had a mum, and then you had to redeem them. And then the Mishnah says, what else regarding Kadshei Mizbeach, which is not true for Kadshei Bedek Abayis, v'hashochatam b'chutz chayav. A person who shechs them outside the Azara is going to be chayav for Kadshei Chutz, a chayav kares, if you're assuming he did it b'mezit. And then the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein nosdin mehem l'umanim bischaron." If you have kachem mizbeach, which means you have, let's say, money that was designated for kachem mizbeach, you cannot pay people who are working in the Beis Hamikdash from that money. Masha ein kein bekachem bedek habayis. All these is not true regarding kachem bedek habayis. They don't make tamura. There's no pikel, no sar and tamei. The vlad and the chalav and the milk is mutter after you redeem them. Why? Because they're only kadosh. They're not inherently kadosh. They're only kadosh for their value. So therefore, kedusha doesn't have the same stringency. And therefore, even if they became pregnant, let's say before you redeem them, and the mother, so and they gave birth after you redeem them, the vlad is going to be yotzei l'chulin. And why am I allowed to pay umanim, people who work in the mikdash, with this money that was designated for a bedek habayis? Because the pasuk says va'asu li mikdash, and what does li mean? Li means misheli. So that means that we can pay these craftsmen from that which is done, money that was designated for bedek habayis, just not money designated for kachin mizbeach. Now, one would have thought, well, v'asu li mikdash, why wouldn't that apply also to the animals that were designated for karbanos? So it's true, both are v'asu li mikdash, both are property of Hashem. When Hashem says misheli, that only refers to kachei bedek habayis, because that's something that belongs completely to the Beis HaMikdash. Karbanos are not completely the property of Hashem, because the Kohanim share in the oros, in the hide, or in the meat that they get to eat. So therefore, asu li mikdash, li misheli, can only refer to something that is entirely that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That's kachei bedek habayis.